Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Well, isn't that right?
Hello.
Hello, how you going?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
So I thought just before we'd start talking about this week's album, our last week's edition of Anniversary Albums got picked up internationally.
Oh, really?
It did, by Curtis Mayfield's official Facebook page.
Oh, kia ora, guys.
Yeah, I was very surprised. Sigrid alerted me in Geneva to that fact. Aww. And yeah, that was really nice, actually. I don't know how the hell they found us, but...
Well, you know what? If you appreciate good music, people are just very happy to share the love, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's amazing that they picked that up.
Yeah, and they tweeted it as well. So yeah, shot, guys.
Yeah, hey.
Anyway, this month, of course, is New Zealand Music Month, so I thought it would be a good idea this month to look at New Zealand albums across the month. And I thought we would start today by looking at singer-songwriter Bec Runga's classic debut album Drive from 1997, which is turning 20 years old this year.
Aww.
20.
Long time. Being 20. That was nice.
I remember when this album came out as well. It was just everywhere. It was like you couldn't escape those songs. Yeah. So just a bit of background, I guess, into Bec Runga. So she was born in Christchurch, of course, and grew up as a part of a very musical family. Her sister Bo, of course, would go on to be the lead singer in Stella. And her other sister Pearl was also a session singer.
Just a ridiculously famous, amazing family.
Yeah, yeah.
Just and talented.
Her herself, of course, she's not just a singer, but she plays the drums, the keyboard, the guitar, the mellotron. She pretty much plays everything.
I mean, have you heard Opossum? That's awesome. That's like on fire.
I know. And just at age 17, she entered the smoke-free rock quest with her friend Kelly Horgan under the name Love Soup. And they came third. And that kind of led them to winning a music contract with Pagan Records. And with this, she started recording the Drive EP. But she was not satisfied with the direction of the music at the time, so she decided to move to Auckland in 1994, and she spent a year writing and performing. And then she sent a demo version of the song Drive to Sony Music and other labels, and eventually she signed with Sony in 1995, which led to her releasing the EP Drive in 1995, which is a 5-track EP. And this did quite well. It went to number 10 in the New Zealand charts. And also the song Drive itself, of course, won the Silver Scroll Award in 1996.
Yeah.
So she definitely gained some attention and momentum as a result of these successes. And with this, she began writing and recording her debut album, Drive, in 1997. Which was recorded in Auckland and Los Angeles. And the album was self-produced by Bec, and she also played most of the instruments on this album as well. So guitar, mellotron, drums, xylophone.
Maybe that's why there's
incredible.
that consistency about it. Like there's something about it, like it's from like a different universe, you know, it's got its own universe. Do you know what I mean?
I do, I get that. The sound is quite... it's got this feel to it.
It's like tailored.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this so much. This is awesome. Anyway.
So let's play a track. So we're going to start with the song Drive, the self-titled song, the opening track of the record, the song which this whole album is conceived from. This really kicked off her career. It's one of the all-time great New Zealand tracks. As I've said before, it's a Silver Scroll winning track, and also APRA voted it the 21st greatest New Zealand song of all time in their 2001 poll of the top 100 New Zealand tracks of all time.
Just trying. drive, take me through, make me feel alive, alive. When I ride with you, keep
beautiful.
It is beautiful, and I'm
we just had Mikey Havoc come in the studio saying if there was a cover that he could get the chance to sing, it would be this song.
Yeah
Aww. It is a great song.
And also someone was just trying to call us before, but we've decided not really to take any calls during this segment just because there's a lot to concentrate on in the meantime.
Yes,
so if you do want to tell us something,
text in. We already had a nice text in.
So 5395, text costs 20 cents on Vodafone and Spark, and 9 cents on 2 degrees. Sorry, that's boring, but it's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
So that was Drive. And the next track we're going to play is another famous one. There are lots of famous tracks on here. Classics, New Zealand classics.
Classics.
It's like the Great New Zealand Songbook, almost.
Well, she's a Hall of Famer.
I know.
She is the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
So this one is Sway, of course, which was the second single released on the record.
Oh, yeah.
And it went to number 7 in New Zealand, and it also went to number 10 in Australia, which is...
Surprise.
Good stuff. It won the Single of the Year at the 1998 New Zealand Music Awards, and it was also, of course, featured in the 1999 film American Pie, and APRA voted it the 6th best New Zealand song of all time. It's arguably her signature track and her most well-known song.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's a beautiful song.
Doubt, it makes me so tired. I feel so uninspired. is battling with my heart. My logic has been torn apart, and now it all turns sour. Comes sweet cinder every afternoon.
I just love the simplicity of her drumming. It's like, she's got such a nice groove when she plays.
I love the simplicity of her drumming and the complexity of her lyrics.
Yeah, it's great. It's like a perfect marriage.
And she sings like an angel.
She does.
From heaven.
She's our angel. Yep.
She's our angel.
You were saying about when this track was featured in American Pie.
How
it was like, you know, this is our secret. We don't want people to, like, you know.
Yeah. So, Sway was featured in American Pie, and it was kind of like, how dare you know about Beck? But then it's also like, get that money, girl.
Well, hopefully she got all those royalties.
Oh, no, she definitely did, because otherwise it'd be a massive
outrage. It would be like a national scandal.
Nah, they paid her.
All right, well, the next track we're going to play wasn't a single. This was an album track. It's called Swim. Stylistically, I think this is quite different from the first two tracks. I guess more sort of rock oriented in many respects, and I think it showed that Beck could do the heavier numbers. She could rock out, you know. She wasn't just like a singer songwriter kind of mellow stuff. She actually had a lot of she had a wide musical palette, I think, and this track I think proves it quite nicely that she did experiment with other styles.
Won't even show.
Power. That's like,
I love that track.
I love her range, man. Yeah. It can go, so many different ways. We got a couple of texties. I heard Sway in the Las Vegas McDonald's in 1999. It was such a surprise. From Bainey.
Thanks, Bainey.
Thanks,
Bainey. That sounds awesome.
And also, Olivia, we got your deets. It's all good. You're okay. Congratulations on your prize.
And someone else texted in as well.
That was from before.
From before. Okay.
But it's still nice.
It's still nice, yeah.
Okay. Right.
The next track we're going to play was the fourth single from the album. It's called Roll Into One. And this track, again, she changes it up a bit. This one I describe as kind of like a nice floaty jangle pop kind of sound, you know.
I just love the word jangle.
Yeah, I just love jangle pop, you know, nice kind of arpeggio guitars and, you know. It's that word again, arpeggio. And I think this is one of those nice laid-back summary tracks that she's so good at writing. She has just this magic where she writes perfect kind of summary, floaty music.
That's right.
I love it, yeah.
Make human, we could spend some time. Maybe you could come around in the weekend. Summer's rolling by, we don't have much time. Tell me all about what keeps you ticking. Let the days all roll into one. How could you take so long to decide? How would you know until you tried? So what's on your mind?
New Zealand music, mana wahine, Bikurunga, anniversary albums with Sam Smith. So we got a text in. Did you notice Sway has a similar swing / pace to Crowded House? And I was like, ooh, like that's the exact sound that came out of my
mouth. They got similar kind of melodies and styles, I reckon. I reckon the Finsters would have been an influence on old Beck. And of course, Dobbo, Tim Finn and Beck went on a tour together back in the day as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So okay, well then
they're obviously chums.
I hope so. I hope they're chummy.
I hope they're chummy.
Yeah, I like to think of New Zealand music as a big old family. But, who knows what's happening behind the scenes. But let's just hope for the best day, guys. I don't know where I'm going with this. But, you know, we'll be back after this.
Hello, barkeep. Please input beer.
Are you sure that's a good idea? Liquids? Circuits?
Input the beer, meat puppet, then commence intelligent discourse.
Okay.
Orcon presents In Real Life, the Tech Week edition. Intelligent discussion in a bar on subjects that matter.
Host Russell Brown and a stellar lineup get techie with it, live at Golden Dawn and live streamed thanks to BFM.
In-depth discussion, a touch of humour, with excellent tunes and delicious drinks on tap.
Orcon presents IRL, the Tech Week edition, live at Golden Dawn, May 9 from 6:30 p.m.
Do you ever think about what happens, you know, when this is all over?
Oh, you mean like the afterlife?
What? No, after you finish your degree. How did you even pass?
Thinking about what's next? Get a glimpse of what lies beyond at the University of Auckland Postgraduate Festival. Live research events, panel discussions, information sessions, and one-on-one advice sessions to inspire your postgraduate study. The University of Auckland Postgraduate Festival, 15th to the 26th of May. Register now at postgradfestival.ac.nz and play a part in New Zealand's future.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
You know, I don't think I've ever sworn like that before, but, you know, maybe today's the day.
Anyway,
this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith, and we're looking at Bikurunga.
We are indeed. Drive from 1997, which is turning 20.
Fresh and 20.
So just looking at how this album was received and just a bit of its wider sort of legacy. So the album was a massive success. It went to number one in New Zealand and went 7 times platinum. So that means it sold over 100,000 copies in New Zealand.
Woo!
Which is a lot of records. This means it was also the highest selling debut album by a New Zealand artist at the time.
I'm like dancing to this. So I'm like, yeah.
It also cracked the top 50 in Australia, and it opened her up to the international market. She toured the United States and Europe on the back of this album. It won the Album of the Year award at the 1998 New Zealand Music Awards, and she also won 6 awards that year. The album was pretty much everywhere, on radio, TV, on people's CD players. Remember CD players?
Yes, I do. I'm staring at one, actually.
It's almost like every household had a copy and you couldn't escape it, which is a good thing. Why would you want to escape it? It's beautiful.
It was in mum's car, it was in dad's car.
Dad's, grandma.
Yes.
Brothers, sisters, uncles.
It was in the McDonald's in Las Vegas.
It was. These songs pretty much became anthems at the time and instant New Zealand classics, and that which like they still are today. So definitely as an album it put her on the map and pretty much straight away placed her as one of the most exciting musical talents in New Zealand. It was also ranked the 30th best New Zealand album ever by Rip It Up magazine in 2000, and also Kiwi FM voted it the 8th best New Zealand album in 2012. So big props. So on that note...
Whoa, yeah, all right.
On that note, we'll finish with a track, Suddenly Strange, which was the 3rd single released from the album, and APRA voted this track the 74th best New Zealand song of all time, and it's also the 4th Bikurunga song in that list. So congrats, Bikurunga. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary, and thank you very much for coming in, as always.
Oh, pleasure.
All right, see you next week.
Bye.
Inside my shoes, still walking forward but back to you. I suppose I must be stuck with you again. This joke is wearing thin. I know.
so you know, the secret part of me never show. And when you run around like you don't care, I'm suddenly aware I'm the suddenly cooler, it bowled me right over and down again. I suppose it's over now. Don't ask me how, but it didn't take much to figure out. And you know I'll go acting really tough, giving back your stuff.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.